The pro road First Things First Alaska Foundation penned a letter to the assembly this week asking for $20,000 for a transportation survey. The group said it would also spend $8,000 of its own money for the survey. It didn't name the polling firm it had in mind. Would the survey help the group's cause to extend the road?
I think it would, but we're willing to roll the dice and find out.
That's Denny DeWitt, the group's executive director. Neither he nor anyone from First Things First was at Wednesday's meeting to make the pitch. Still, the assembly voted 6-3 to approve the money. That vote mirrored a contentious resolution passed in January to support the Juneau Access Project, which would extend Juneau's road system by 50 miles up Lynn Canal and shorten the ferry connection to Skagway. During both votes, opposition came from Juneau Assembly members Jesse Keel, Lauren Jones, and Maria Gladyshevsky. But the 6-3 majority's enthusiasm for the road isn't matched by Governor Bill Walker's administration. It pulled the plug on the $574 million project last year. DeWitt makes the case that extending highways wouldn't harm the state ferry system. He argues shorter travel distances would make maritime transport more efficient to run.
What we're seeing now is a ferry system trying to protect and operate itself without really looking at other kinds of transportation modes that can, in fact, help strengthen it.
The Juneau Assembly also voted to grant $20,000 to Southeast Conference, which advocates for the ferry, and the Assembly decided not to mothball the city's Arboretum or the Eagle Valley Center. This comes at a time that the Assembly is trying to find ways to make deep cuts to close a $1.9 million shortfall before it passes its budget next month. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.